Right, the Siyata Dishmaya, we're beginning the next set of Melachos, and it's important to note that the resource material is very, very different with our after Sidur HaDepas, in the sense that in the Sidur HaDepas, most of the particular topics that we were doing, from Dosh Ve'elech, the Beis Yosef is very ripe. He has a tremendous amount of material. When it comes to these malachos, there's not a lot in the Beis Yosef at all. As you know, I'm into that the best marmakomas are the Beis Yosef, that in general. But if you take a look, for example, the way the Shulchan Aruch begins in our halachos, Shin Mem, Sifim Vav, Zayin, Yudalid, and so on. So if you take a look over there, they're just cases. Cases of pulling a string. There's no conceptual introduction, and there's also very little conceptual introduction also in the Beis Yosef as well. So we need to be a little bit more dependent on Amar Mekomos, but of course, the Ikur is the Tur Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kehu. It's important to note while you're learning, beginning this new track, it is quite different. Okay, the Gemara Adaf Ayin Dalid Amid Beis in regards to Tofer says HaToifer Sheit Tfiras. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Ayin Gimel that if you sew two stitches, so then in such a case you're chayiv. So the Gemara asks two lines from the bottom of the Law Kaima, but it doesn't last if you sew stitches. Two stitches that they can easily open up. So in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the answer is given is that you tie it on the bottom. In other words, you tie those two tefiros, you tie the string itself, so as to make sure that the thread that was woven through doesn't come out. So here, the Rambam has this halacha, but interestingly, if you take a look at the Rambam, it's a little bit further into your booklet. The Rambam says, "Hatofer shtei tefiros, v'hu shekasher rosh ha'achlut mikan v'kan." Rambam seems to take this kshira really seriously. He says, "You tie it on both ends, kedei shetamot hatefir v'lo tishamet." And the Rambam says, "You're going to be chayif for tofer." So, if you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes the Ramach. And the Ramach asks, "Why are you only chayif for Tofer, you should also be chayav for kosher." So on that kasha, the Rishonim already dealt with that kasha, and the Ramban in Divrei Masel Lehusha Kosher, the second page in your booklet, says Einachanam. You have to read the Gemara Lav Dafka. It says the Ramban Pirush Lo Kshira Mamish. Who Dim Kain Kepiklay Mishum Kosher Dim Lechayav Eshtayim Ein Zem Blacha Baatzma Ella Shemar Kivin Ze Al Ze Kein Kosher. He just means that you sew it tight enough that it is bound similar to a kesher, similar to a knot. In other words, it's possible to sew something together and never do any kosher. And when the Gemara says v'usha kashrin, it just means that you sew it in a way that it's tort. So then, in such a case, then you'd be chayv. That's how the Ramban learns. That shot, Lechura, doesn't work in the Rambam, because if you read the Rambam says, V'hu shekosha rosh ha'achut mikan v'kan. Sounds like the Rambam is talking about a real mice shira. So that shot will not work. It could very well be that the emes in the Rambam would be the sheet of the Ritva. If you take a look in the next page, the Ritva, Dibur Mas, V'hu shekosham, quotes this kasha in the name of the Balei Tosos. This will be a very lumdisha ritva. The ritva says if the whole goal of kosher is just to maintain, it's not to create a knot in itself. The knot in itself has no intrinsic value, but the knot is being made so as to hold in place toifer, then in such a case, then that would be an isser toifer. So this has lamdasha implications, that if you happen to be doing a malacha to buttress another malacha, and the goal is not that particular malacha, so then in such a case, then one would not be chayiv shtayim. Now, what are the parameters of this ritva? I leave it for you during, maybe we'll still have chaburis one day, so I leave it for you to explore exactly how you are magdir it, but that's the Ritva's teretz. The Ritva's saying that you have no interest in creating a knot per se. All the knot that you're doing with that knot is simply holding the tefira in place. The most fascinating teretz to the Rambam is a vague merkevas haMishnah, and I got added help from Meiri v'Rabbi Rav Nevinsel, as well as I still was not entirely clear what the Kevus HaMishnah's Kavana was, and the Masifta spells out a little bit more. The Merkevus HaMishnah, in the edition that's in front of you, it's in page Mem Aleph, quotes the Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah from the Ramah, and he says, Yisod Gadol, a Yisod that Rav Nevinsel likes. Vani Omer de'en kshira inin l'kshira zu. He says, this knot that's there to hold down is not going to be called kosher at all. The tefira, l'melechas kosher, the ain eating l'kshirizu the tefira, l'melechas kosher. Shekol ikra, shu kosher, u'mechaber shnei dvarim nifrada. The Merkevus HaMishnah says that there's a fundamental difference between kosher and tofer. And that is the following, that when it comes to kosher, you are taking a string and you're attaching it to something else. You're attaching the string to something else and through via a knot. So you have two items. You have the string, and with that string you make a knot. You can make a knot against another string, or you can make a knot against something else. That's kosher. Tofer is you're taking string and you are combining two disparate items. You're combining two disparate items. That's what tofer is about. The Merkevus Mishnah doesn't finish off how it answers the kasha, but it seems that what he's saying is as follows, that when it comes to the case of the Gemara, there you're tying the knot against itself, the string against itself, to make sure that the other thread doesn't escape. So then that's not even kosher. So you have three levels. You have tofer, where you're taking a string and you're attaching two disparate parts. So let's imagine you have, let's talk about korea minas litvar. You had a tear in your jacket, and then you take a string, use your tofer by using that thread to bring together two parts. That would be tofer. Kosher is when you take a string and you attach it to something else. That's kosher. Two different parts. The case in the Gemara, it seems Merkevus HaMishnah is saying, is you're doing neither. You're just tying the string onto itself to hold a tefira, and nothing to do with the fact that you're holding something else. But in of itself, it's not going to be considered kosher, and therefore that's nothing. It's absolutely nothing, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So this is the Merkevus HaMishnah's Hagdara. Mirtz Hashem, when we do kosher, there's implication in this as well, and that is that when it comes to kosher, the isser is the attaching. It's attaching the knot to something else, attaching the string to something else. That's the hagdara of maisa kosher. Ultimately, it would seem to me that the Merkevus HaMishnah is a yishuv in the Rambam, but you could very well learn the Ritva's pshat into the Rambam as well. The Ramban's pshat would be more difficult, but the Ritva's pshat can be learned into the Rambam. And keep that in mind, that in order to be chayif for tofer, according to Merkevus HaMishnah's hagdara, you need to have a string that's attaching two different things. Another hagdara, again, this is a classic example. We would never start this way with other melachos, but that's life within these melachos, is that we have to go to a Magen Avram for basic yesodos. So Magen Avram in Shin Mem Sif Yud Aleph gives us the Hagdara from the Bar Tanura. He says, Hatofer shtei tefiros v'kashar o gimel afal pi shelo kashar chayiv u'keshe kashar chayiv nami mishum kosher. So here he gives us the Hagdara. If you're tofer two tefiros and you tie together, or you have three, even though you didn't tie, you're chayiv. And if you have three stitches, so then when you do kshira, so then you're going to be chayiv out kosher as well. So how does the Magen Avram seem to present it? Magen Avraham seems to be saying along the lines of a metzius, that the kshira is there, if the kshira is there to hold the tfira in place, so then in such a case, then the kshira you're not going to be chayiv on. But if you already do three, tchivas, if you do three stitches, so then in such a case, when you do three stitches, then it will stand by itself. And then when it stands by itself, if you do kosher, you're going to be chayiv out kosher as well. So that's what comes out from this Magen Avraham. Okay, now this explanation of the Magen Avraham, the Aruch HaShulchan has a slightly different take on all of it. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings us to an entirely different Hagdara, and his Hagdara is going to be even more relevant in terms of Halacha L'maisa. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Yud Zayin Yud Ches, he summarizes He summarizes something that comes up also in the next Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says in Yud Beis, says Oshan Shemahatkin Vim Nimlach Lepam Lanicham Kach LaOlam Osa LaHatkam B'Shabbos. That if you attach different items together, so then in such a case you're chayiv for tofer also on Shabbos. So we see that the Hagdara of tofer does not require a thread. Anything that is going to hold things together, so then in such a case, one through Devek, then in such a case, one would be Chayiv. So that's where the Aruch HaShulchan starts with, in Tzivkot Ninches. He says, Told us Tofer HaMedavek Neyoris Bedavek O Oros O Lezu O Shar Minei Schoros Kishimedavkin Zeluzeh Havei Told us Tfira V'Chayiv. Demali Chibur Alidei Tfira O Chibur Alidei Devek. Who cares how it's going to be attached, whether you're sewing or whether glue. So even though when it comes to Sefer Torah, there you can't attach the Urios to each other with glue. That's entirely different. There you need specifically Gidin, the sinews of the animal. But by the way, there is a Lamdusha throwaway in this line of the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Lamdusha throwaway is, he says, like Klayim. And that is, the Aruch HaShulchan is making an assumption that whatever is going to qualify as a Chibur for Klayim is going to be considered a Chibur for Tfira for Hilcha Shabbos as well. That's an interesting two words over there. Okay, then the Aruch HaShulchan concludes, V'im tisha, dim kein, kosher v'tofer achas hein, dogam kosher v'chabe ha'dvarim zelazeh, so he asks, the kasha that we've been dealing with, isn't kosher and tofer the same thing? He says, no. D'chibur, d'kesher ro'i la'atiru la'shiv la'kadmosa, ma she'en kein b'tofer, u'medavek shiki yirtze la'shiv la'kadmosam, be'chreach l'kalkulam, So the answer that the Aruch HaShulchan gives, his Hagdara is a different Hagdara. We had the Merkavis' HaMishnah's Hagdara, in which he talks about, are you taking two things together? Are you putting three things? Are you using something to put two other things together? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, a different Hagdara. He says that the chalos, the difference is not in what you're bringing together. The difference is the chalos, the effect. That when it comes to kosher, so there, anything you tie together, you can untie. And therefore, what you do with kosher can be done through matir. And what will happen is, once you undo it, it will go back to its original state, its primordial state, if you will, or pre-kosher state. It will go back. You made a knot in your tie, which is a knot that's, let's say, asur. When you undo the knot, the tie comes back to its original It's an original state. By the way, tie would be a question according to Merkavas HaMishnah, right? But then in such a case, it went back to its original state. According to Merkavas HaMishnah, you tied the string onto the fishing rod, you undo the tie, so then in such a case, it goes back. The string returns to what it is, the rod returns to what it is. When you do tofer, it doesn't return back to its original state. You're going to have to tear it. Once you're going to tear it, so then you it will never be the same. Tofer will make it that will never be the same. That's the difference between the two, according to Aruch HaShulchan. The Hainu, that Tofer creates, maybe we could add to the Aruch HaShulchan, I might be joining together a Moshe Feinstein and the Aruch HaShulchan, but I don't think it's so far off. That according to the Aruch HaShulchan, well, you'll see in a moment what I mean by Ramesha, according to Aruch HaShulchan, what emerges is that Tofer creates a new identity. In other words, the two disparate parts now attain a new identity through the thread. However, when it comes to kosher, they don't have different identities. They're just attached, but they haven't assumed a full collusion that they assume a new identity. So that would be the difference between kosher and tofer according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Yes, Naki.
So I was just wondering what the Rav meant by
The halacha is that one is not, the Torah prohibits joining together two different species. So there are times that you tie them together, and there are halachos that mandate that type of tying or that type of. So he says whenever it's going to be considered attached for klayim, that's going to be considered attached for Hilchos Shabbos as well.
So, practically speaking, what
it means is that you the way in which you bring together two shoots is you use some type of cohesive to bring it together. Or adhesive. So too over here when it comes to tofer, that would be an example of that. Okay, so this yisod of the Aruch HaShulchan we have in Ramesha. This comes up already Lamaisa. Ramesha has a very interesting heter in regards to pins. He says, he's dealing with the following shaylin in Simin Pei Dalid, I believe it's in Igris Moshe Chelik Aleph. Chelik Beis, thank you. Chelik Beis, Simin Pei Dalid. Ramesha says, Hini bedavar shebecharim ha-diapers. We should appreciate the generation that we're in. I have to ask my mother. When I was a kid, did they already have disposable diapers on it? It shows what I've taken for granted. I never even thought to ask my mother. I remember disposable diapers. I don't remember washable diapers, I would imagine also. But just a few short years before, once upon a time, they were parents had to wash out every single cloth diaper. So Ramosha says, how did they attach the diapers? So they would attach it with pins. So the shaila was, how could you attach it on Shabbos? Is that tofer? So hine bedavar shemechar ma diaper shem lafin bo atinokos aydei pin v'chei ma shemechar b'manoshim tachshitin v'den aydei pin v'miyesh b'zeh shash tvir b'shabbos. Is that tofer by attaching it through the pin? Nirun li'estakti she'em b'zeh shum chshash k'mo shenogim shemechar b'shabbos. Not a problem at all. You could use a pin to attach garments, and you could use a pin to attach the diapers. Atam mishum she'em zeh inyin tvir rak inyin prifa. So Ramosha points out that the Gemara Daf Samech talks about something called Pripa, and Pripa was a clasp. And Ramosha says, just like the Gemara describes a woman using a clasp to hold together her shawl, so Ramosha says that a pin is no different than a clasp, and a clasp is for sure going to be mutter. Ramosha says that there are times that buttons work even better than tofer. Buttons. It could be a very good mode of attachment, and nevertheless, the halacha is that it's definitely not considered kosher. So Ramosha now goes back to our original conceptual question: what's the difference between kosher and tofer? So Ramosha says, you see that kosher could be a very, very strong knot. You could make something really, really very tight through kshira. I would imagine, yeah, of course, a fisherman would recommend that you tie down the ship not by sowing it to the shore. So the point is that tefira isn't necessarily at all stronger than kosher. For I make sure you gam ken chibur tov ein bazachiv tefira v'yesh ksharim shegam mutarin. Kahati kosher is ishem avtech echaluka shu chibur tov yosim gimel tefiros hari chazina lo kol achiburim heim shaychem l'mlechas tefira. Just because you attach something well doesn't mean that that's called tefira. Ela chibur keha. The tefira de mashva shnei chelke beged ke beged echad mamish. So Rav Moshe says that you put together, you put the begadim together, you sew them together. So then, and you turn it into one beged, then it's going to be fine. That's the difference between kosher and tofer. That's the difference between being a tefira that's aser versus the diaper. When it comes to attaching the diaper, you never made the two ends of the diaper a chibur echad. So then in such a case, says Rav Moshe, in such an instance, it's going to be mutter. V'lechein ha-toldah shlo rak medabik neyoros ha-oros b'kolon shal sovrim ki yoseba k'mo shekasav b'ramam shu devik sh'nasa b'shnei neyoros v'oros k'neyor echad v'or echad al-bhadik shiru prifuk, etc., etc. All of those things are not going to fall into the category of tofer. Okay, so what do we see? Rav Moshe is very similar to Aruch HaShulchan. That Rav Moshe is saying that the pins don't make a new garment, one new entity, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Now this is not a davar pashut. This is not a davar pashut. Why is it not a davar pashut? Rav Moshe's heter is very mistaber, but there is a carbon asanel that's standing in our way. If you take a look, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shin Mem, in his Hagos, in Sif Gimel, Hatofer Shtei Tefiras, he quotes a Karban Nisano. The Sefer Karban Nisano, Perek Zayin de Shabbos, Kasav, the Mikol Mokom Betofer Shtei Tefiras V'lo Kashar, Isser Midrabbanim Miyahave. So we learned that unique Shira to be Chayiv Min HaTorah. But what happens if you're Tofer in a way that's eventually going to open up? So it's not going to be an Isser Dor, right? It's because you didn't tie it down. But it's still going to be Asr Midrabbanim. Okay, says the Karban Nisanel, Umahai taima osur lechaber malbushin b'tchivas hamachat shtei pa'onim. So the Karban Nisanel has a very interesting take on needles. He says he doesn't see why a needle is any different than thread. And therefore, in order to be chayiv for thread, you need to double stitch. One stitch is not going to be chayiv. So if you double stitch with a needle, even though that needle is going to come out, nevertheless, he says, he paskins that's an Isser Durabbanan. So Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down that this is an Isser Durabbanan. So, not so fast. Ramesha's, if you're going to try to reconcile Ramesha with the Karban Nisanel, you're going to have to somehow differentiate between different types of pins. Not all pins are going to be mutter. According to the Karban Nisanel, you look at a needle like the thread itself, and if you tochev shtei tchivos, it's going to start out as iser drabanan, and if it's lekayama, then it's going to be an iser doraisa. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger from the Karban Nisanel. There's a collector's item in the Chazon Ish. So in the Chazon Ish, in the Hashmatos, in Hashmatos Simin Kuf Nun Vav, that's the back of the Sefer. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with this Karban Nisanel. And he disagrees actually in quite a strong way. And he uses two svaras. One svara we'll discuss Amir Tashem at the end of the week, which is a whole big sugya, and that is, how do you look at Tefira She'ena Shel Kayama? The Karban Nisanel was assuming that Tefira She'ena Shel Kayama is going to be Asar Midrabbanan. We're going to see that is a very big deal. Is Tefira She'ena Shel Kayama Asar Midrabbanan or Heter Gomer? That's a massive machlokas, and there's a lot of exciting raid on that question. That Amir Tzashem will pick up with next time. So the Chazon Ish starts out and saying, well, there are many people who would be Mekel. And he says as follows. Start off the Chazon Ish. Dibra Maskel Divrei HaKarban Nisanel. He says, first word in line is Shlofa. VaKarban Nisanel Atzmo Heyit She'olam Nogu Heter B'Dover. Ubizmano hayuna gaonim adirim obdim beperetz. Says, once upon a time there were gaonim that made sure people didn't do things wrong. V'gam kol ha'am ha'yirei chet. And those days, it's true. There was, in a sense that, I don't know about you, Chazanish says yirei chet. He says yirei chet. But once upon a time, everybody was religious. So he says the people were careful. Even the Karbin Asanel just wonders aloud why it's not Aser. So Chazanish is really saying that Rabbi Kiva Eger went a little bit too far. That the Karbin Asanel never said Beferish it's Aser. El Shetama Bimin Hagam. He just wondered on the minute. The Mashachashu Shainishel Kayama Tamua, the Hacha Macharu Kayam. So Chazanish begins to ask a couple technical questions. Then he says, as I said, that there are some who hold Tfir Shein Shal Kayama is Mutter. And then finally, the Chazon Ish concludes as follows. Avala Osrin lo Osru ela keshatafar bechut ve'ein shinui be'etzem ha'malacha. Avala keshakot tochei b'machat shechazuso mochiach alav she'ein ze tofer ela hiduk l'fi sha'a. The Chazon Ish says like this: when you put in a pin, its whole existence clearly shows that it's temporary. The pin sitting over there is clearly a temporary form of attachment. Lo nechlak b'zeh adam. No one would ever get confused and think it's l'kayama. So he says like this: even the ones who are machmir by tefira sheinu shel kayama, and all that's Nisr Rabbanan, they'd only be machmir when it appears like it's kayama. In other words, it's a thread. Then in such a case, that's going to be Asim Midr Rabbanan. However, where Chazuso Mochiach Alav, when it's clear that you never meant to make it lasting, so then, Ein Lahachmir Klalu Klav. Chazon Ish says, not to be machmir like this Korban Asanel, no problem to use a needle. So the Chazon Ish is similar but different than Ramesha. Ramesha's what he was talking about, the need, it sounds like Ramesha seems to be talking about something like a safety pin. So Ramesha, when he's talking about the safety pin, says you never made a full chibur. The Chazon Ish also says that you didn't make a full chibur. And the Chazon Ish says when it's obvious that the chibur is not one that's going to be lasting, then it doesn't even look like, if it doesn't look like a tefira shel kayama, then everybody would agree that it is mutter. So the way that they're similar is that both Ramesh and the Chazon Ish are saying that you have to be creating a new chibur, and the Chazon Ish is saying that when it's obvious that you haven't created a new chibur, so then in such a case it doesn't fall into the category of tfira, even tfira she'ina shel kayama, and therefore it's mutter. Which takes us then to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus Psak in Perek Tezvav Si'if Ayin Mutter Litchov Sicha Bebeg Sika Bebeged Kedela Lahatzro or Kedela Chaber Shneichel Kebeged Shenikra. It is permissible to use a Sika as a safety pin. Sikat Bitachon actually is a safety pin. Here it's a needle. It's a needle to bring together two parts of a beged. V'gamut l'shamish b'sigat bitachon b'makom kaftor sheniflash. And it's also permissible to use a safety pin in the place of a button. Avon efshar al yitchal et asicha b'beged pamayim el pamachas b'ovad. But in the end, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa gives a nod to the Karbin Asanel. And he says, well, the Karbin Asanel was concerned that if you take the needle in and out, like shtei tefiros, so then in such a case that resembles tofer, so he recommends to be machmir for the Karbon Asanel. Again, the Chazon Ish had said that you could be makel entirely. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchus gives a nod. He throws in the Mar Mokum for Ramesha as well, the Tshuva Ramesha that we mentioned, but that also is a very, very important yisod. Okay, so let's review what we did up until now. Up until now, we basically had two different hagdaras of tofer. One, the Merkevas HaMishnah's hagdara, that will be used to answer the question of why you're not going to be chayiv for kosher in the Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Dalet. And then we put that kasha aside. There are other answers, Ritva, etc., etc. Then we have another hagdara in terms of the hagdara, what is the difference between tofer and kosher? And that's the Aruch HaShulchan's hagdara, that you need to create a new entity. And Ramesha seems to say that. That's going to have nafkaminas. Ramesha says the diaper, which brings us to the the original source of the question of the needle was the idea of the carbon nisanel and the Chazon Ish's rejection, which is very similar conceptually to what Ramesh had said, that if you're not creating a full chibur, so then in such a case, the Chazon Ish extends it to the shaila of the Derabbanan as well. He says it's not going to even qualify as a Tefira Shein Shel Kayama and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa's application of that. There is another broader question in terms of tofer, and that is tofer limited to garments? Could you extend tofer to things beyond garments? So of course, la halacha, it's pashut that we do, as we have in Simen Shin Mem, where we have Hamidabik Nayoris in Sif Yudalid, which the Rambam, interestingly, the Rambam was Mamtzi, this case. The Rambam describes Hamidabik Nayoris or Oros, Bekolon Shel Sovrik, Yotzeva Areza Tolos and Tofer. If you use glue, not only when it comes to garments, but if you use glue to pull together, attach pieces of paper. Now, pieces of paper are soft, they're malleable, and you attach them together. The interesting question that the Poskim discuss is what happens if you do something that really is not reminiscent of taking two different things. Think about the Merkavas HaMishnas HaGdara. Taking two different things and joining them into one. But rather you have a solid, like a desk, and you attach something to the desk. So what would the example be? You take, you have a sticky note. Let's talk actually a piece of paper so it'll work more smoothly according to the Merkavas HaMishnah. You have a piece of paper and you take tape and you attach the paper to the desk. Is that the same thing as tofer as well? You could argue that tofer only applies to when we're talking about two malleable items that now attain a new identity as the Merkavas HaMishnah described. But if you're taking something that has its own singular identity that doesn't become assimilated to the other, so then in such a case, that would not qualify as tofer. So that's a very, very interesting question. There's a minchas chinuch that some might misunderstand. Some claim that minchas chinuch was misunderstood. Minchas chinuch might be a massive heter. Minchas chinuch seems to say that our case of taking tape, of course tape would be devek, taking tape and using it to attach to a table, he seems to say is not an iser of tofer. He writes in the following. At the end of Meleches Korea, which is Os Chav Dalid in the Mosach HaShabbos, for those of you who are looking for Onig Shabbos, that's a little bit different than just going through the halachos. Minchas Chinuch on Shabbos Kodesh is fantastic. It's very, very special. In general, it's a very, very special sefer. I just decided in the shul that I'm going to learn with the Bar Mitzvah boys. Minchas Chinuch, the Nerola Rebbe learned with me when I was a little bit after Bar Mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch, that was my first introduction. It's the one sefer that's entirely used by both Hasidim and Misnagdim. I can't think of many Achronim that have that distinction. Minchas Chinuch, they say, Rabbi Gnack told us that Rabbi Chaim used two Achronim. And everybody agrees what one of them was. That was Minchas Chinuch. But the machlokis is only what the second one was. But Reb Chaim used Minchas Chinuch. Reb Branchbiegel said to me that if you notice, quite a few of Reb Chaim's chakiras are built a lot on the Minchas Chinuch. Interestingly, when I told it over to Reb Twersky, he wasn't so happy with that hagdara. But leaving aside machlokis amongst my rabbeim, how you formulate that. But at the end of the day, there's no question that Reb Chaim used Minchas Chinuch, and there are similar chakiras that are similar in Sefer Minchas Chinuch and Chidushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Ram. The Minchas Chinuch is such a beautiful sefer. Anyhow, so at the end he has on Shabbos he has all 39 melachos. Quick lamda shaharis on the melachos. Very, very, very sostic. So at the end of Chaf Dalet he says v'ze pashut to lo nikra tofer korea rak b'dvarim harakim. Oros didarkon litfar, that it's not considered tofer korea, except if it's items that are soft, or we're talking about oros, hides, even though they're not soft, that it's normal to sew them together. Almasho umnim osin. He says, but when you have a artisan, shetofrim kli cheres sheshvurim kmo porzlan ukedome. Wow. In those days, how did they reattach china? They would actually thread through the china itself. They would thread through the china. So lo shayach tofer, rak osa kli oshover. It's either he's doing a kli, but it's tfira kriya lo shayach klal. So he says it's not shayach to have kriya and tfira. So this was the minchas chiddush. Interestingly, we'll jump to the end before we get to the iyun. Interestingly, the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa takes this shita very seriously. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa takes it so seriously ad kedekach that right here in Yerushalayim, just a mile away in a few different directions, Shari Tzedek. So Rav Asher Weiss, as we're about to see in the booklet, Rav Asher Weiss uses this in a letter to Rav Neuvert to be matir certain things in Shari Tzedek that's not tofer because you have a adhesive that's going up against the solid. The problem is that there is a Beferish Gemara that's not that way. So if you take a look in Yisoda Yeshua and Rav Felder Sefer, he says that the Minchas Chinuch must be wrong. Well, before we go on to why, let me rephrase that. The Minchas Chinuch must have meant something that the world misunderstood. Not the Minchas Chinuch is wrong, but the world misunderstood the Minchas Chinuch. Before we see Refelder's rejection, let's see what the Chavetz Chaim says about this. So in the Ber Alacha Dibra Maskel, HaReza told us Tofer, it's a tiny Ber Alacha. It's on Dibra Maskel in Seif Yudalid. That we said, Hamdabik Neyoros Oros Bekolin is told us Tofer. So says the Be'er Lacha, Ki Tofer in Yonohu, Dolkeach Shnei Dvarim Achadum, Mechaber Osan Le'echad, V'chein Alidei Dibuk. V'nira Li, Duhu Adin, Kishemidabik Eitz Le'eitz, Alidei Devek, Kinog, Gab Kein Shem Tofer Alog. So the world says over that the Be'er Lacha and the Minchas Chinuch have a machlokas. That the Minchas Chinuch said that if you attach two pieces of wood together, then that's also tofer, even though that's clearly not oros or beged. And the Be'er Halacha says that you are chayv. The problem is that the Be'er Halacha has a fair shigamara. The Be'er Halacha continues, Ki matzinu b'gemara, de be'etzim shach tfira, d'amra hayman david tilsa, what's that? Excuse me. Kaveres shel kanim. If a person makes a hive out of reeds, you're chayiv. And Rashi over there says that when you attach them together, that's considered tofer. So to the Beferish Gemara, it seems like the great Minchas Chinuch missed a Beferish Gemara. So that's how some just come out. That straight up, there's going to be no difference whether you're attaching a solid or not. So Rav Felder, in his Sefer, another fantastic Sefer that we haven't mentioned this year, Yisoda Yeshurun, he was a fantastic posek in Toronto. He was a very close Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he has excellent set of Svarim on the Lamed Tes Melachos. They've just reprinted it. I think our base medrash, we should have it. It's also another great Sefer that you go through. It's not written like a modern Sefer. He starts with Yisodos, and he quickly gets to Halach L'maisa, not a lot of details, just the very, very important Yisodos and his Halach L'maisa applications. So if you take a look at page Tzadi Beis, 92 in Yisoda Yeshurun, he says, he quotes the Be'er Halacha, and that fact that's Beferish Gemara, and he's Miyashe the Minchas Chinuch. V'lulei mistafini iti omer, d'shani dibuk eitz lehidu kli cheres shvur im al yidei chutei barzal. The tfira pirish Hichabart shnei chalakim lios echad. So you see the influence of his Rebbe. He says that when you attach two pieces of wood through adhesive, so then it becomes a new identity. And we're about to discuss also that when you pull a string to make it tight, then that's also going to be chayv for tofer. So he says, that's fine when we're talking about attaching solids together. If you He says, there's no way you could sew together pottery like you're attaching two pieces of wood and building a house. They're not going to be, what you're doing is you're just holding them next to each other, but they don't become guf echad, like pieces of wood that are attached to each other in a house or in a desk. And therefore, he says, it must be that you have to say that Minchas Chinuch didn't mean what everybody said. Minchas Chinuch just meant that when it comes to those things that are soft, then it could become a guf echad. But if we're talking about, what was his example? He gave a very strange example. He gave the example of stringing together pottery. So when he's talking about stringing together pottery in a chanami, that's not going to be tofer. So as far as the Raffelder's answer, I'm not sure. I think Minchas Chinuch is not a Rishon, but if we could just approach him like a Rishon for 10 seconds. On the one hand, the Minchas Chinuch starts out by saying that it only applies to those soft and malleable things. On the other hand, the only example that he gives is stringing together the pot. So, it's the diukim of the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha seems to say that it doesn't apply to solids. That's the Reisha of the Minchas Chinuch. The Seifa of his example in a Chanami was not that. It could very well be in the Minchas Chinuch's time that they didn't use glue to attach things together. The only example that he had was this example. Then in such a case, wouldn't be Tofer. But a Dayin Sarachiyun. They do say that along this line, who told me this? I think it was Reb Branchbiegel. Reb Branchbiegel used to like to say Shir Minchas Chinuch. So he said, when he was talking fondly of the Minchas Chinuch, they said that Reb Branchbiegel wouldn't say this. It was Rabbi Ganach. So Reb Branchbiegel used to say Shir Minchas Chinuch. He used to say that Reb Soloveitchik used it often. Rabbi Ganach mentioned that also to us. And he said, but at the end of the day, every once in a while, Reb Soloveitchik felt that the methodology wasn't exactly Reb Chaim's methodology. So he said, one time Rabbi Ganach said, yeah, I'm sorry that you guys can't appreciate Yiddish. I'll probably figure it out. But it was one Minchas Chinuch that Reb Soloveitchik really didn't like. And he said, at the end, he said, Fort Blight the Polisha. At the end, he's a Polish Jew. That was a sharp Litvish response. I say it because I'm a Polish Jew, so I'm able to say it. So Rabbi Ganach said they had limitations for the Soloveitchiks, how enamored they were with the Minchas Chinuch. So this Minchas Chinuch is a little bit vague. He starts out one way, starts a little bit, it's lacking a little bit of in brisker Hagdara, Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, the Reish is Mashma one way, the Seif is Mashma something else. I still love the Seif of Minchas Chinuch. Yes, Mati, go ahead.
So I just wasn't sure what it means to string together pottery.
Let's just read the Minchas Chinuch's words. I have nothing more to add. Let's take a look at what his words are. He said, "Sha'umnim osin shechofrim shetofrim kli cheres shvurim kemo porcelain ukedoma." They are tofer. They sew parts of broken pottery together. It sounds like to me that what would happen is that first of all, the clay is quite thick. So if you have thick pottery, and there's sometimes probably even ear space in it, and it was a clay utensil that was used to hold things, not necessarily water, but other things, if it broke and it was quite valuable, that they would actually put strings together to hold the pieces together. That's what it seems the Minchas Chinuch is describing. Okay. Oh, yes.
So the chat of this Sefer Yisrael sharing is, it depends on what you're using. If you're using string or you're using book, that's his chel, at the end of the day.
That's correct. That's right. In other words, if you use, that's very good. The nafkamina would be very good. What Raffelder seems to be saying, Mamish works with his Rebbe's Hagdara, that what Raffelder is saying is that if you glue together the pottery, so then in such a case, then it would be tofer. And so leaving aside also shilas of bone bekalim and makabe patish and so on. Let's say you glued together two pieces of pottery. You didn't make a new cleat, but you glued together two pieces of pottery. Excellent. That would be hagdar. Yes. So Rev Asher Weiss Shlita uses this halacha lamaisa. Look at this. In Chelek Beis Simen Lamites, he says it's quite interesting that it was like, if you can imagine that the Minchas Chinuch pushed the world's way of thinking of tofer in a very particular direction only applies to those things that are soft and so on and so forth. Then you have the Minchas Chinuch 50 years later that pushes the pendulum in the opposite direction and says that everything, and he has a Beferish Gemara that seems to support that. So I would have thought it place closed. But interestingly, Rav Neuvert Zatzal and Rav Asher Weiss have resuscitated this heter. It's fascinating. Even though we found that's a Beferish Gemara. Take a look. Now, this tshuva Rav Asher we're going to use a lot. We're going to use it. We'll end up going through the whole tshuva because almost every paragraph he's dealing with attaching things in the hospital. He deals with two different shilas. Number one is when you take a sticker, and the sticker is put on a vial so that they know which patient the blood is from. So is that tofer? And then the other shayla he deals with is taking a sticker and putting it on a piece of paper. So actually every vial, that's what happens. What they do is you have the sticker that identifies the patient. They put one sticker on one side of the sticker, they put on the vial. The other sticker they put on a piece of paper so that the doctor knows where it is, what it is, etc. So that's what Rav Asher Shlita is dealing with. So we're going to focus on today, we're going to focus on the vial. And he says as follows. He says, this is Kanire, what happened was is there was a meeting with Rav Neuvert and Rav Asher and with the doctors in Shari Tzedek. And Rav Asher Weiss says, I'm going to explain to you why I was makel in the case of the vials. And it's based on something you wrote in your own sefer. He constantly quotes the Horus and Shmir Shabbos Kofasa. So he says as follows: Hine yesh lechalik ulahavkin. It's pretty cool when someone's writing a tshuva to you and he's saying it's what's in your sefer based on what you said. I think the halacha should be such. It reminds me of something else. Just the svarim in the Torah world excites me. Oz Vahadar, 5 years ago, finished the Talmud Yerushalmi. They have a beautiful edition of the Yerushalmi. We have it in the Beis Medrash. So, I can't recall another time in history. So, in their Yerushalmi, it's mostly on Zeron, but it's on a few other Masechtas as well. No, I think it's on everything. You have the Karban Eda, you have the Pnei Moshe, and on the side, there's something called Biur Hagrachak. What's Biur Hagrachak? Biur Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky gave shiurim in Yerushalmi, and his son-in-law, a fellow named Reb Zelig Braverman, wrote up, and he wrote a kahati on Yerushalmi. Basically, Rav Kahati on Yerushalmi, same type of thing, line-by-line explanation. So I have the old edition, where you have the Yerushalmi on top, just Yerushalmi, and every line, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is just explaining Pashup Shah. And I was thinking to myself, when was the last time in history that someone wrote a parish, in this case he didn't even write it, his son-in-law wrote up from his shiurim, that a person saw their own parish on the daf itself. Rashi was 400 years later. You know, it's mind-boggling just to that someone has a schus that on their own lifetime they wrote, and it's going to be, it's now part of the standard. In other words, it's easier than the Karban Eda, it's easier than the Pnei Moshe. It's like the It's if you want the quickest shot in Yerushalmi, so you just look at the Biur HaGrachak. It's on the page of the Oz Vahadar. Okay. Come back over here. Commercial's over. So coming back over here, so Minchas Chinuch says in Simen Lamites, Minchas Asher says in Simen Lamites. Actually, I asked Rav Asher Weiss if he called his sefer on Ala Torah Minchas Asher based on Minchas Chinuch. Because why did I ask? And I told him a funny story. I told him, this one time I spoke to him. So he was telling me about how when he started writing Minchas Asher. So I said to him when my second or third year in the Tivari, I had a Talmud that said he wants to do Lamdas on the Parsha. So I said to him, I highly recommend Minchas Chinuch. So a month later I asked him, how's it going, Minchas Chinuch? He said, Rebbe, I'm enjoying Minchas Asher so much. So I told Rav Asher Weiss that. It's like the modern version of Minchas Chinuch. That's why I mixed it up just now. So he says as follows: Hine yesh chalik lahavkin bein hadbakas madbeka al gabe amivchana hasui zchuches shi chomer kashiach ubein simas madbeka al gabe gilyon nayar. The kvar kasa kvoto raso b'shmir shavus kilchasa The kishem she'ein leches tofer be'hadbak aschel ke'etzu kedome, that you yourself, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, suggested that if you attach pieces of wood, it's not going to be an Isur Dayaraisa. Elo b'dibuk na'yaros ha'oros, u'koloshen ha'rambam, so Minchas Nuch might have a Rambam, ba'alachosham, kach gam ein chshash tofer ba'adbakas ne'or agabe eitz ha'schuchis, du lo'olam ein tofer el kasher shnei ha'chalokim. Ba'mischar ma'idei ha'tfir rakam u'gmishim. Wow! It's just, I find this a fascinating thing. Now, it's not exactly the shvirish that Rav Asher Weiss is very shrewd. So this is not exactly what was written in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I mean, if Rav Neuwirth already thought that, then that would have been a Dar Pasha. They would have closed the book. But Rav Asher is pulling a fast one. What appears in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa? It's not a psak in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. If you take a look in Ayin Zayin, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Tes Sif Chav Dalid, he writes as follows. In the newer edition, it's probably after Chav Dalet. Mutter lishros bakbuk mayim karin kedei litzanin es hamashke shabo ve'ena choshi shem yitalei shani yar hadavuk bo. So the psak mefurish in Shmir Shabbos is that you're allowed to soak, put a bottle in water, even if the tag, the wrapper is going to fall off. So that's not going to be a problem. In Sif Katan Ayin Zayin, he says, Shamati Miagrashaz, Venimuka Ummo, Da'aftu, the Psikration, Kamakum Enel Psikration of Ichbaslay, but the Rabban, the Sharina, it's a Psikration of Ichbaslay by the Rabban, which is Mutter. Ubefrache no Sabiyadayim, the Gam, Evshe, the Dafki, Mefarak Shne Nayoros, Amizet, the Chashiv Korea, if you're separating two Nayoros, Chashiv Korea, Avonayar, Dalak, Big Bak, Book, called the Gufa Bak Book, Lo, Shaya Korea, La Shvira, maybe on the back book you don't have Korea, you only have Shvira. So I just want to point out, it is true that Rav Neuwirth mentioned it, but Rav Neuwirth did not say that it's not going to be considered Topher. Rav Neuwirth was dealing with the case which was a grama, which was anyhow a psikresha de lo nichale on a derabanan, etc. Then he threw in as a tziruf the minchas chinuch. So maybe Raffelder's answer is correct and so on and so forth. But what Asher Shlita is doing is he's using the minchas chinuch straight up lahatir, and the Ber Halacha Lechura has another Gemara. So it is quite an extension of Rav Neuwirth's heter over here. Rav Neuwirth did not go that far, which is probably why he wasn't so into it. Now, that's not Rav Asher might have other reasons that it might be mutter in terms of Tfir Shein Shel Kayama, etc., that Mir Tisham will pick up with next time. But it is important to notice that this is quite different than what Rav Neuwirth said. But it is fascinating that I would have thought, you know, if I was learning the sugya 20 years ago, I would have thought that it was case closed, that the Ber Halacha either pointed out that the Minchas Menuch was wrong, or that there's some yisha where you could be matzikik. But sure enough, there are poskim that are still using this lahatir, and Rav Asher went much further than the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa went. Is there a hand over here? Yeah, Yitz.
What does everything of when the footnote the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa tries to tie into the halacha?
The gamla bear halacha is really kishemadbik. That's a good point. The gamber alocha svirle chay mishum tofer yitachen de madvik davi rak told the tofer enu ella kasher aydia devik nasu shai nei dvarm guf echa mamish mashen kim madvik nayar the bakbul.
Yes, this is a very, very nice point, and that is it comes again. But by the way, that's Raffelder's point, right? In other words, basically what Yitz is pointing out is that Rav Neuwirth was miyashev the minchas chinuch in the same way that the Raffelder was miyashev, that you have to be making a new entity, and therefore when it comes to this case, so there it's not going to be considered guf echad. Now, the question is, does that apply also to that's this case when you have the bottle? What about if you have a vial? So is that not considered guf echad? It's a little bit. There's more of a stronger relationship between the two. First of all, when it's attached with the sticker, it hardly ever comes off. In contrast to this, which is much more pliable. That's aleph. Beis is there is a very strong relationship between the sticker and the vial. But you're 100% right that if you're mekabel that yisod of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchitza, so then that might help Rav Asher Weiss as well in the case of his chapter as well. So that's a very good point to bring up. Yes, Ari.
Does Michael Zasher be against the Yisod Yashir and also? Does he think that Karmel Kuskanek would admit that it's us when you glue it?
Correct, unless you go with the last point that Yechav Rusa made. The Hainu that if you're going to say that the only time the Minchas Chinuch would say that you're chayiv is when you're taking two things and making guf echad. In this case, it's not considered as if you're making guf echad. That would be so here. That's a chiddush. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchitza is saying this is not considered guf echad. It's just attached. It's a wrapper. It's being attached. So then, what you need to do is Minchas Asher is going to need to go a step further, and he's going to need to say the same thing is also when you attach the sticker to the vial. That would be what you would need to say. Okay, good. It's late today, so maybe now is a good time to stop. Mirza Hashem will pick up. Sarah Maskani, Mirza Hashem Wednesday, we'll pick up.